You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio. I'm now joined by RNIB C-Sport Differently Champion, Alessio Verrecchia, to tell us about his sight loss and sporting achievements. Alessio, thanks so much for joining us.
No problem, great to be here.
Can you tell us about your sight loss, please?
I have a condition called nystagmus, which basically is an involuntary wobbling of the eyes. The whole world's not wobbling, but my brain corrects what the eye see and makes my eyesight quite bad, especially long distance.
So moving in to your sporting prowess, when did sport become a thing in your life?
I've always enjoyed football. My whole family enjoys football. I would say I haven't been playing regularly since I turned 18, so quite a late bloomer. I joined various disability sessions within the Cambridge United Trust. It's a charity side, and they do, firstly, I joined the cerebral palsy session, which was a lot of fun. And then that gradually progressed into a visually impaired session, which was good because I met a lot of different people with different visual impairments. And we managed to actually form a team and travel around the country, which was good. And then most recently, in the past 12 months, me and alongside a few of my other friends, David and Zoe, who are also visually impaired, we've taken the leap and started our own PAN team, which has been a great success.
Fantastic stuff. Now, football isn't the only sport that you participated in. Tell us about some of the others.
Yeah, so I think the most regular sports I've been doing is partaking in the transplant games, because I've had two transplants now, so that enables me to undertake sports in the transplant games, which is basically a big celebration of organ donation. So hospitals around the UK, they ask their transplant patients like to form teams, and we all go to a different city every year and do different sports. So the sports I do is mostly football. I've been doing bowling recently, which is quite enjoyable. I do some running, badminton, basketball. So there's a real variety of sports you can do. We all get medals, and the main aim is to promote organ donation. So last year we were in Leeds, and hopefully this year, end of July, we'll be in Coventry over the weekend. So yeah, really looking forward to it.
Lots to be getting on with. With that in mind, what's next for you? I believe you're doing your coaching badges at the moment.
Yes, so again, over the past year, with actually starting my own team, it made sense to actually like get some official qualifications. I did my level one a few years back, but that ran out. So last year I did my Playmaker, which is a FA online course, which anyone can do. But then I've also done some first aid training and safeguarding training. And I've got a enhanced DBS, which is basically all the stuff you need to like become an assistant coach, which enables me to like take more responsibility within the sessions. And yeah, it's a lot of fun.
So finally, Alessio, being a C-Sport Differently champion, what advice have you got for listeners for getting out and about into sport and activity? Perhaps they've been recently diagnosed with sight loss. What advice have you got?
I'd say, although it may feel like, you know, sport's not available to you, it definitely is. There's a lot of avenues you can go down, a lot of people out there to support you. And especially if you're keen on a popular sport, I'm sure there's visually impaired teams and disability teams out there. And especially with transport, that's the main issue with most people. I'd say ask the right questions, ask the right people, and I'm sure people will be happy to help you get involved in sport again.
Well, RNIB C-Sport Differently Champion Alessio Verrecchia, thank you so much for joining us here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you.